Pipe Network presents.
This episode is brought to you by Anchor and Pipe Marketplace.
Oh, and just a heads up, we may talk about things that are potentially triggering for you. So, listener discretion is advised.
It's the Battle of... whatever.
What band?
No,
we have a band.
No, not the Battle of the Bands. It's the Battle of Asian Horror versus Western Horror. So,
oh, okay. I'm like, what?
I wanted to make it sound like it's like this epic thing, but you know, my brain couldn't think of anything on time, so I was just like, fine, just fine. Mahala na. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone.
It's the pre-show show. We've got a lot of things in store for you today. So, first of all, we've got a new game.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
yes, a new game.
It?
So, Ninya.
Preview? No.
Okay, Ninya doesn't know this. So, Ninya, while the theme song is playing, you should really prepare a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil.
Oh no. Let me open Notepad na lang. Can it be Notepad?
Notepad on your phone?
Wait. Notepad on my laptop.
Oh my god. All right, fine. Assuming that your laptop doesn't turn off. Okay.
Oh no, don't jinx. I need to look for Wait, so, I need to find the paper talaga. Fuck.
We have a new game and also we have a sort of like a continuation from one of the previous stories that we've done. So this is the first time we're doing this in an episode.
Ooh.
I hope you are all excited because again, today it's going to be Western horror versus Asian horror.
Who has the most scarier stuff?
Why do you seem so scared?
Hi, I'm Ninya.
And my name is Andrew.
Welcome to the Frightening, Alarming, Real-Life Tales Show.
A podcast where we talk about scary stories that happened in real life. If you were a part of this terrorist group, you would be targeted and killed by the Aswak.
These three girls, their friends, two of them decided to stab their other friend just to please Slenderman.
Bigfoot is the internet influencer of the monster world.
It killed 19 American servicemen that day.
So sit back, relax, and try not to go crazy with fright.
Aren't we all crazy?
I want this show to be family friendly.
Family friendly, we talk about murder and horror and all that crap.
Yes, that's right. Welcome to the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales show. The show where we talk about real life scary stories. It's just us today. It's just me and Ninya. You know, these episodes are so hard to come by. But
yeah.
But whenever they're here, they're super fun. I'm so sick of you, Ninya. I'm joking. Nins, how are you?
You have no choice. I'm great. I'm kind of like on my end on the call, it's like dude, it's trying to connect, but like I know you can hear me perfectly and I can hear you perfectly as well, which is like I find it so stupid. But like the week was great. My sister, she just came home from she did stuff. Yeah, she did stuff. But I'm like alone right now at the condo. So I have the entire condo to myself. Just like
Wait, you did say last week that you were going to record by the elevator. What happened to that?
Oh yeah, that's not because I was expecting that, like, okay, since people are gonna come home, like people are gonna stay here and so on, and it's gonna be loud, so I'm gonna have to move to the elevator. But like no, like apparently they got a room, like one of their clients got them a room in this hotel or whatever. I like, and then like earlier we had lunch and like snacks with the client, and then like the client was like, oh, do you want to come with me, like hang out with my sister, and then like in the hotel like there's a spare room or something like that. I'm like, nah, I'm a pass. Nah. I have a recording. I'll pass. And speaking of hotels, we passed by this hotel. Let me open my, because I wrote it down on my phone. Because I'm like, oh, wow, they're talking about this hotel.
She's prepared. And then apparently,
a little bit. So there's this hotel called Heritage Hotel that we passed by it, and then they're like, do you remember like this hotel? Like this was the hotel back then, like way back then. And then like right now, like it's the hotel that everyone knows to be haunted. I'm like, ooh, another place on the list that like I should go visit with people, so that I'm not alone and I'm like a fucking scaredy cat. So like we can do ghost shit.
Oh, that's really cool. So how is it? Is it big? Is it small? Is it?
I've never been inside. I only saw the outside.
Yeah, but outside, like, does it look
honestly
big?
It's huge. It's it's huge. Mm-mm.
And like, is it scary or is it like, is it obvious na rundown na siya? Like, you know, Durian Hotel.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. It has that vibe that it's run down. And it's like really old from the outside looking in.
Ooh. Saan yan? Saan yan banda?
I don't know. You know me, I have like zero sense of direction.
Hanggang dyan lang prepare mo yung name ng hotel. Like, okay.
Yeah, like legit. I'm like, I wrote down sa notes ko, look up Heritage Hotel Manila. That's it. And then like I fell asleep sa car. And I'm like, it was so fucking hot today. It's like, oh, I need nap. I want my nap. And like every like the entire time, like after lunch, I was expecting, okay, we have lunch and then go home. I'm like, oh no, we're dropping by to see this other client, and then like they're talking about business and then mining and blah 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 blah. I'm like, I don't really, I'm like not part of this conversation. So my sister and I were like not part of that conversation. She has this new game on her phone. She's like, oh look, I have this new game. Let's play this game. So we were like on the same table with the clients, and then me and my sister are just laughing for this dumb game.
Speaking of games, you know, okay, so remember how last episode,
mm-hmm,
Justin from Talk of the Tavern was here?
Yeah.
And we talked about Hearthstone because, you know, that's his podcast. Yeah. It's about Hearthstone, yeah, news and decks and stuff like that.
And we played that the one time, like, God knows how long ago.
I got addicted to Hearthstone again.
Oh my god. How is it? Because I have not played it. Because the problem with me with regards to Hearthstone is that I cannot log in.
It's your internet.
Aside from the internet. Because like before, I tried to log in, I think around 2 years-ish ago. And then it kept telling me that like there's an issue with my account or something. I don't know if it was my account or my phone or whatever, but look, the internet was great.
A new one. Just honestly, if you can, just make a new one. It's honestly so fun.
But I like my cards there. I don't even remember what they are, but I know I like them.
No, trust me. Most of those cards are...
Is it great?
Like you can't use them anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
I just burped. Hope the microphone didn't pick that up. Yeah, like, honestly, it's so much fun. There's, like, this solo, you know. You know, I'm not really good at playing card games, you know. I was never good at Magic. Remember?
Yeah.
You even got better at me.
I was the one who picked it up, like, yeah, when you left it off.
Yeah. I think, I don't know why. I'm just not good at card games, but somehow, you know, the solo games, I really enjoy it because at least I can figure out from all the mistakes that I keep doing how to utilize my deck. So soon I'm going to start making my own deck, and actually Justin has invited me to some tournaments, and I'm like, oh yeah, Justin, I would love to join, but first I need to
make a deck.
No, I have to get back to the groove of Hearthstone, play. You know, okay. Of the play, you know, I'll slowly go into player to player games But for now, I just want to stay at solo games. I want to stay at the campaign and learn the story, which is, it's honestly like really fun.
Yeah, and like I'm remembering like bits, like the story, the lore was really, really good.
Yeah.
I remember like enjoying like watching and like playing solo too.
So the other day as well, I kind of got into Hearthstone because we went to Samal Island.
Oh yeah, how was that? I saw photos.
It's so serene. I miss the beach. You know, the story of this was, okay, so it's my cousin's birthday, right? And what they did, my auntie, was the thing that's really popular right now with resorts is that you can rent like the whole place.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what's popular fancy with resorts right now. Like, you know, since social distancing and, you know, making sure that there's, you know, not too many people. So they started renting out the whole resort for like a night or two. And it's like really affordable. And that's what my auntie did. She rented out like the whole resort for Charno.
That's really cool though.
It's like
that's really cool.
I mean, the resort isn't that big, you know. It's probably like,
but still,
it's like two houses, parang ganun kalaki, or let's say three.
But still,
yeah, still, you know. But we stayed there overnight.
That's pretty cool.
And what I love about Samal is that you can have nature at the same time you have internet. So I was playing Hearthstone the whole time. I was playing Hearthstone the whole time I was there, you know, just feeling the ocean breeze, and then all of a sudden I would hear like Garrosh like going or something like that, you know. I loved that weekend. And then actually
I saw like a photo of you, like, because we talked about it in the podcast.
I'm about to get there. Oh, you read my mind. So also,
yeah.
So in last episode, my story was about the Moncada White Mansion.
Mm-mm.
Apparently, the Moncada White Mansion was near the resort we were staying at.
Oh, so that's how you got the photos.
So I went there myself, and in the fourth segment of the show, I am going to give you a live sneak, not a live, but more like a recorded
preview.
Not preview, a recorded POV. I don't know the term. It's like I recorded my experience there. You know, kind of like when I did the Lavender Town music thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's gonna be like that. And actually, I also interviewed one of the locals. And they were able to tell me a lot more about the house and what happened to it and stuff like that. So if you want to find out more about that, be sure to stay on the show until the end, because that's when we're going to talk about it. Okay. Also, the last thing that I have on my list is, did you see, I told you to watch it, right? Did you see the Doja Cat performance at the iHeartRadio Music Awards?
I wasn't able to finish. You called me.
Oh, really?
I was in the middle of watching it. I was like,
What part were you up to?
First few minutes. She started singing. That's where I was up to.
Really? What the hell? Nins,
yeah.
I gave that to you like an hour ago. And then you said, so,
but I have great internet.
it's really okay. If you watch it, you should really watch it, because it's the concept.
It looks so interesting, though.
The concept is really good. I mean, it's so interesting. Like, the concept was an alien abduction.
Yeah, I got that vibe on it.
So, and actually,
watching, I'm like, oh.
Actually, she had dancing aliens on the stage with her as well. So they were masked aliens, and then they were all dancing to her new song, Kiss Me More. And at the end, she gets abducted by aliens. Like, she gets lifted off the stage. Like, that's what happens.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then there's like a beam of light shining down from the sky. And then she goes up, like, you know, like she's ascending into the spaceship. And then it ends. I love Doja Cat so much. She is like probably one of the biggest artists to have come out in the past few years ago.
Now, yeah.
Uh-huh. I believe.
I've been hearing about her for like how long? Because I watch like shows online and whatever, and then like I've been hearing about her more and more, and then like, but this video is the first video I'm watching, like on her music.
So it's actually like, really cool because all of her performances are different. It's always different. It's never the same thing. Even if she performs the same song, Say So, for like 10 different times, you guarantee those 10 different times are going to be different. It's all going to be different concepts. It's going to be like the dances. It's going to be different all the time. So yeah, I just love her so much.
That's so neat.
So today,
at some point in the future, let's get her on the show.
Yeah, some point in the future, let's get her on the show. Just like how what we did with David Gison, you know. He's in Siargao, you know that.
Yeah, get him on the show.
manifesting. Today's topic, it's all about East versus West. So what do I mean by that? You know how Western horror or the concept of horror in Western countries is different from the concept of horror in Eastern countries?
Yeah, that's so different, honestly.
It's so different. Like, okay, no, I don't want to give examples because like, that is going to be our game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did not know that. Okay.
So that's why I asked you to get a piece of paper and a pencil, because for the next 2 minutes, me, I will be writing down characteristics of Western horror, and you will be writing down characteristics of Eastern horror, or at least the concept of horror. So
I'm gonna be bad at this game. I know it.
Feel free to mention monsters. Anyway, basta kung ano yung it's so hard to explain. Basta kung ano yung feel mo, yung characteristic ng horror in Eastern countries, isulat mo yan. And then,
okay, give me an example though.
I don't wanna give you cheat codes.
Just give me one.
No. So we will be writing down as much as we can for the next 2 minutes. Okay. Tapos, okay. After that, we are going to mention our answers, justify them, and if same tayo ng answer, we have to cross that out. Tapos,
oh, okay.
Whoever has the most left in their...
That's not like the same.
That's not the same. Sila ang winner.
Okay. But like, you still need to give me an example though, because no. I don't know how to start.
No, I am not going to give you an example, just Ninya. One. This is cheating.
No, because like, you have time to think about it. I have no idea about this,
okay,
this
fine.
Game.
Let's find something that's both a characteristic of Eastern and Western horror. So, ghosts. Diba? There's ghosts in Eastern horror. There's ghosts in Western horror.
Okay.
So,
that's,
obviously,
that's
you would
it, just ghosts.
You would write that down, diba? So, ganun.
I thought it's like specific na like, type of ghost or some shit.
No. Just list down like basta general topics or characteristics ng Eastern horror for you, because I'll be doing the Western. I'll set the timer.
So what if like there's like two things that are similar but not exactly the same? Oh, now okay, wait. Oh my god. Oh,
okay. So
I
for example,
we're gonna go in commercial and so then like we'll do this in commercial, but okay.
No, we'll do this now. So, for example, if there is something... Basta, we'll deliberate it in after 2 minutes. Tapos, if we determine that it's too close enough, we have to cross that out. Ganun. And if you're at home, you should join us. So, let's go! Okay, Google, set a timer for 2 minutes.
Fourth timer for 2 minutes. And that's starting now.
Let's go!
My brain just died. I'm so not good under pressure. it's okay. I'm like trying to think.
No, I can hear you typing.
No, I'm writing it down.
Okay. This is. The timer is not really helping. I know I had a lot of time to think, but you know, I can't really think of anything right now.
Your brain just died.
Uh-huh.
I cannot write a question mark, Jesus Christ.
Oh my god. How many minutes left? 1 minute left. Okay, keep going. Oh my god. Shit. Oh. Okay. That is enough.
Okay. I just finished like writing the last one. Just finished the sentence.
This is going to be such a bad game. Okay, I can already feel it.
I know.
Should I have made it 5 minutes instead of 2?
I think 2 would be enough, na. I think. Because, yeah. It gives us, the pressure, and it's going to be horrible, which makes it funny.
Okay. Who wants to go first, me or you?
Did you write ghost?
No, I did not write ghost because we already talked about that. Ghost? No, I didn't write ghost.
Okay, does that... Oh, okay, so I can't.
No, the ghost doesn't count because I already gave that answer. Nins, okay. No, that doesn't count.
Okay, let me cross this out.
Okay, ghost. Okay. I wrote down magic.
What did you write?
Magic.
Magic. Oh, I don't have exact word. What? Okay, no, yeah, you can keep that, I guess.
Is there what are the similar words that you have?
I think the closest one would be shapeshifters.
No, I don't. That's different.
You don't have that.
Okay.
Okay, so I can keep the shapeshifters.
Okay, what do you have?
I have bloodsuckers, vampires.
I wrote down vampires.
Okay, so cross that out.
That out.
For some reason, my brain did not register the word vampire until later. Since
so you wrote down bloodsuckers.
Yeah.
I wrote down witchcraft.
Oh, but isn't that the same with magic though? So that should be considered one.
Fine. All right. I'll cross that out.
Because I think the closest I have for that one is parang elementals.
What do you mean by elementals?
Usually, spirits of the forest or whatever.
Okay.
That's general elemental stuff.
So, like kung sa Western pa, mga dryads, mga diwata, stuff like that. I don't have that here.
Yeah.
I wrote down disasters.
Okay.
Like floods, global warming. Do you have that?
No, I don't have that. Okay. No.
What's your next one?
I do have haunted places.
Damn it, I didn't write that down.
Does that count?
Fine, that counts.
I can keep that there.
I didn't write that down. I have zombies.
Yeah, I wrote that down too.
No!
Because I had a feeling you're going to write it down. I was like, I'm just going to... I can't think of anything. So my next thought. I was like, okay.
How can I cock block Andrew? How can I cock block Andrew? What's yours?
For some reason, my brain went to Chanak. And then Chanak basically is an unborn child or something. And then they were basically left by their parents or whatever. So there's no English term for it. So I wrote baby monster.
Baby monster. Baby monster.
I don't know the term. There's no English terminology for it.
Baby monster. Oh, fine. Keep it. I wrote down animals. I wrote down animals killing people. You know, sharks,
ooh,
piranhas.
But I feel like that doesn't count. Because the topic is, diba, oh wait, never mind. It's horror stuff.
Yeah, it's horror stuff, diba? There's Jaws.
Exactly.
What else did you write?
For some reason, I wrote bats and crows.
Bats and crows, isn't that Western?
No, like we actually have like omens for that too here. Like
that's what you mean. So animals giving omens. Kasi sa akin it was animals that kill people. So yours is animals that give omens. Okay, you could keep that.
They count separate?
They're the same. They're the same.
Because I wrote them separately. Okay. What else did you write?
I wrote down serial killers.
No, I did not write that. That's the reason my brain went to like the mystic.
You went to the supernatural. I went criminal.
Because like, most of our shit is, I know, like... It's supernatural.
Okay, what's yours?
For some reason, I wrote mermaids.
Mermaids?
I mean, we do have mermaids here.
Isn't that Western?
Yeah, but like we also have mermaids here. We have Serena. Like there's like a one spot here in the Philippines where they literally would offer like how many thousands of pesos if you can actually capture a photo of the mermaid. There's like the statue and shit.
Okay, fine. Fine, keep it. I didn't write that down. I actually have just one more left. It's racially charged anything.
What do you mean?
You know, like the KKK.
Oh, okay.
Police brutality.
No, I don't have that.
Do you have any more? What else did you have?
This is funny. Because like for some reason I was like thinking of like Chanak. There's also the female adult one. I forgot the term. So I wrote down female vengeance monster.
Female vengeance monster. Do you have anything else that's similar to that?
Like, I don't do these games.
Like the manananggal or what?
No, I didn't write down anything specific kasi.
Okay, fine.
So, like
keep
basically,
it.
Yeah, it's basically like a manananggal or something.
Or, like, you know, like the girl from The Grudge.
I was gonna say, Sadako. For some reason, I wrote down spirits and ghouls.
No, that's ghosts. That doesn't count. Those are like synonyms to ghosts.
Ghouls are not the same as ghosts.
No, but those
ghouls are like, it's basically like the undead.
Those are synonyms. No.
Okay. Guys, if you think like ghouls are like not the same and it should count, do tell us in like Discord, please.
Ghouls and ghosts are like synonyms, and spirits. Those are three of the same things. What else?
I'm gonna crush them out. Okay. For some reason, Kappa went into my mind. They're basically sea monsters. Can I keep this?
Fine. Should have wrote down sea monsters as well, like the Loch Ness.
I know.
My mind was blanking. I think you won already.
Okay.
How many more do you have?
I'm done.
Oh, that was your last one?
No more. Yeah, that was my last one. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How many did you get?
How many did you get? 8.
That means I won.
I got 5.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Nice. So, I thought you were gonna win though.
So congratulations, Nina! You won the first game. I don't know what to call this game yet, but hopefully we'll do more of these. This is fun.
This is fun, but like all of my answers are gonna be stupid though.
Like, maybe next time it could be like, you know, next time we have a guest, they could be like the tiebreaker.
Oh yes. Like, so they can say that which goes anywhere.
Which one, if that's accepted or not. Okay? So, hopefully, yeah.
Okay.
So,
maybe.
Today...
We can someday.
We did that game because we are going to be talking about Eastern horror, which is Ninya, and Western horror, which is me. So, we wanted to make it as close to each other as possible.
You are the Western horror.
I am the Western horror, guys, you know, and Ninya is the
Eastern horror.
She is the Eastern horror.
Yes.
Well, I found the title of this. I found the title of this episode. So we chose pretty similar stories. Ninya, can you give us
as close as we can.
Yeah, as close as we can. Can you give me like a tease on what your story is going to be about?
Female vengeance monster.
Okay, fine.
right back. Samok. This episode is brought to you by Pipe Marketplace. Do you want to get great deals on food, books, art services, and even milk tea? You can visit pipenetwork.co/marketplace. And for any of the services available, use the promo code FARTS and get exclusive discounts. Once again, that's pipenetwork.co/marketplace and use the promo code FARTS and get exclusive discounts. pipenetwork.co/marketplace, promo code FARTS. Welcome back.
And we're back.
Ninya, we haven't done this in a while. One or two?
Three.
Something for your ear hole. A tale to scare. This one talks about a murder. That one wails about a ghost. And will Ninya read them? Yes, indeed. Now something for your ear holes, a tale to scare. Searching here and there and everywhere, crying stories. Ninya, please, can't you read them? Oh, yes, she
does. It's does. Not do, does. You hear that, Lance? You hear that?
I like how you always... It's gonna be a thing now, every single time that we play this one. You always like, okay, Alas, is everything okay now?
Picking fights with guests. I love it. Palaaway man to si Andrew. Oh, yan, so naman siya.
Guys, but okay. Like, seriously though, Lance had fun on the show, and they, like, he kept great to come back for the show.
Aww.
Just like, I just want to like point it out to like people, because sometimes people don't think like, but people sometimes think that we're taking stuff seriously and so on. I just want to point it out that like we're all like having fun.
Yeah. We are all having fun.
So female vengeance monsters.
Stupid. Okay. Go. Female vengeance monster.
I know. I kept laughing about it too. Why did I write that? So, in the beginning, God gave the
stupid.
Sorry.
We'll be taking a break. We're going to ask Nini to ano muna, to compose herself. I did not know this was a ano yung reading sa church. Yung magbasa
Genesis
sila ng Bible.
Yung
magbasa,
one.
Hindi, yung magbasa sila ng Bible.
I
yung
don't,
sa Mass.
I don't. The first reading or something.
Ewan ko. Basta I don't church.
I haven't gone. Yeah, we don't go to... I'm sorry. I barely go to church. Andrew does not go to church.
The only church we go to is the Farts God Worship. Church. Yeah.
Farts God, yes.
I always have to make it a point to mention that in the episode.
I know. Everything. Like, you have to at least once.
Yeah.
I noticed.
Ready na, babe? Go.
So, Andrew and I decided to do this Eastern Western, and then we tried to make it as close as possible by narrowing down the category into monsters that fly. So, my first thought was to go... search more on the Filipino myth on the Manananggal, and then I realized that why don't we look for like a flying monster from like Thailand or Malaysia or something like that. And I did find one in Malaysia. There's a spirit of women who died in childbirth. They're called Lang Suir. I'm sorry, I'm butchering names as always. It's Langsuir. So they have these extremely long hair, floor length. At the back of their neck, it's actually concealing a hole. She has long talons and she can fly. She uses these flying abilities and her talons to basically steal fish from fishermen's net. So like it's not that scary if you just stop right there. But she actually can also shapeshift and her real goal is actually to drain blood from unguarded infants. So she would swoop down and like drain the blood of the infant, and the only way to stop her is if you remove her talons and then put it behind the hole on her neck, which is very honestly very strange. But I tried to look up more onto it, and it led me to the fact that there actually is a movie about these. This is a romance horror film back in 2018, and it's about the Langsur Suri. I'm sorry, again, butchering. But this one revolves around the ghost and this man who falls in love with the ghost. And I think she still tries to, you know, do her thing, which is to drain blood of infants, unguarded infants. And I look more and more, like trying to dig more on it. I did find that apparently the actress who played as the Langsur, on the second day of their filming, she was in full costume and it was raining. So she waited by the tent with, she was waited by the makeup tent. She did feel like there was this huge energy coming towards her from behind, but dismissed it. When she felt like she was blacking out, she called to someone's mom who was in the tent with her, and the mom read verses to her, and the feeling, the deathly heavy feeling, the energy feeling was gone. So they continued shooting and all that, but she, from time to time, she felt like there's still something that's clinging on to her even after the completion of the film. So for a while, her demeanor changed. She used to be, according to the interview, I have always been bubbly, optimistic person no matter what I go through in life. But I remember just constantly crying for no reason, feeling so sad and depressed all the time. I couldn't work for 3 months because I couldn't control my emotions. And then she was rushed to the hospital suddenly, because she had trouble breathing. Upon checkup, the doctor was like, everything's supposed to be fine with you. You're supposed to be healthy. So they tried to like check for like methods. I think this is like by their religion, so I'm not gonna like dwell on it because I'm not very familiar on like the religious stuff on there. So in Filipino terms, I believe she went to a healer, an albulario. And apparently like she went to like different ones, and the last one she went to revealed that there's like 30 entities hanging on to her, and then the last one actually cured her for like the suffering that she was going through. 30 entities, quote unquote. I'm reading it through the interview. She's like, there were 30 quote entities hanging on to me. Finally, the last ustaz. I'm not sure. I think this is like the albulario in our terms. Again, I'm not 100% sure. But we saw cured me after almost 4 months of suffering. It took almost 2 more months before I was completely okay. So that's this was an interview.
Has there been like real life accounts of sightings of this? What's your monster? What's she called again?
Langsur?
The only thing that's in my mind is vengeful woman monster.
Oh my god, no. I tried to look for like real life sightings, but like I can't find one. It immediately like gives me the oh, here's the movie. Like, no, that's not what I'm looking for though.
I'm sure we'll find one. What does it look like though? Does it look like a manananggal?
I'm pretty sure there is. No, not really. Because like on the description on here, on the like one of the sites that I'm looking at, it's like just a description wherein she has foot long hair, like her sorry, not floor length.
Foot long.
Concealing a hole.
Sandwich. Sandwich.
She has long.
Subway. Eat fresh.
Sorry. I actually had Subway yesterday.
Kaya pala foot long.
Subway was great though. I'm just saying. Sorry. Sorry.
Go na.
She has floor length hair that conceals a hole at the back of her neck, long talons, and the ability to fly. It doesn't state here how she flies, like if she grows wings or whatever, but it just says she has the ability to fly.
Does she look like a woman?
Yeah. She I believe she does, because she also can shapeshift.
Okay. Yeah, that's really... I wouldn't say it's cool. It's cool to learn more about it. Like, because... Yeah,
that's very interesting.
When you think of vengeful woman... I hate that term you made.
I like how that's stuck in your head. Yes. It's now stuck in your head.
Like, if we are going to talk about, like, those kinds of folklore and horror stuff, the one thing that would immediately come to my mind is, how does it compare to the manananggal? Because that is, like, you know, that is, like, our version of that, right?
The go-to.
Yeah, our go-to vengeful woman.
Yeah, I think so. This is like our monster. Close. Yeah, this is our like the number one. If like if you think of like vengeful female spirit, Japan, immediately think of Sadako, or like the Grudge, or
like Kuchisake like Onna,
but in the Filipino mindset, yeah, like Kuchisake Onna. But in like Filipinos, it's like immediately manananggal.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Nins. We'll be taking a break, and when we come back, my story is going to be about what possibly is one of the most famous flying creatures in the USA. So we'll be right back. UFO. Doja Cat.
Petrifying, terrifying,
spine chilling,
blood curdling, horrifying.
Got some scary stories that happened to you? We want it, and we'll read it here in the Farts Podcast. Email us a voice recording or write to us telling your scary experience at fartspod@gmail.com. Or send us a voice message over the Anchor app and get featured on our next episode.
Before we get back to the episode, you should check out this Pipe Network show.
Hey, man here. Are you an adult? Okay, how about a growing adult? It's a kid, or a kid at heart, that is open to learning and change. If that's you, then check out Mabuhay Maxima on Spotify and other podcast platforms. See you there!
And welcome back!
In this hand of mine, you can't stop the things I do. I lie. I've searched high and low, wrote down an essay. Now Andrew is back, and there's hell to pay. There's a story for you.
So my story starts when Mrs. Leeds, a local resident in Estelville, New Jersey, had her 12th child, and she said, "Nope, no more. Enough. I have had enough babies. I am not going to have a 13th child. Do you hear me? I am not going to have a 13th child." So,
ooh, is this stress?
This isn't quote unquote what she actually said, but you know, it's something like that.
Yeah.
And then she finds out she was gonna have her 13th child, and then she was like, oh my God, this better be the devil. This better be the devil incarnate. You know, so said that.
Jeez.
And
okay, that's mean though, but okay.
9 months later.
Did she get pregnant again?
On a dark and stormy night in 1735, she was giving birth in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey. There was thunder roaring outside and the wind was blowing hard.
Best time to sleep.
So she screamed and screamed and screamed until a baby came out.
And that's how children are born.
Yes. And then it began to change. It grew wings, a tail, and hooves. It killed the midwife before it flew up to the chimney, disappearing into the night. And thus, the Jersey Devil was born.
Oh, okay.
So, there are many descriptions of the Jersey Devil. It looks like it's very different over the years, but the consistent thing is that it looks like a kangaroo, it has the face of a horse, a head of a dog, and the wings of a bat. And apparently, the Jersey Devil can breathe fire.
Ooh.
So, there are other variations that Mrs. Leeds was actually a witch and that she cursed the child, and another where the father was actually the devil itself.
Mm.
So this was in the 17 something, right? Now, over the years, there have been countless reports of sightings since the 18th century, which is, you know, 17 blank blank blank. So there are accounts of people hearing wailing and screaming in the forest, you know, first-hand accounts of children being carried away by something.
Mm-mm.
People waking up in the middle of the night to find the Jersey Devil outside of their windows. And one of the most famous reports was Joseph Bonaparte, you know, Napoleon's older brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he was taking a hunting trip across the Pine Barrens when he was attacked by the Jersey Devil. And he wrote this down on his journal saying that he shot the creature and it flew away. Now, in between 1840 and 1859, there were so many reports of livestock being killed because of the Jersey Devil, apparently. During that time, the newspaper was, you know, print was a new thing. So it was very sensationalized by the newspapers, and a lot of people were actually scared to go to work because they feared that they would be attacked. But one of the most famous instances, the peak itself of the Jersey Devil sightings, was in 1909 when strange hoof prints on the snow were reported on the newspaper. So I actually have a picture of the newspaper article. I will send it now.
Yes.
Of course, this will also be in the Discord server. So if you want to go check that out, just go to the Discord server.
Oh.
So this was in 1909. Its hoof-like tracks could be seen in the snow in almost every block in Burlington City. And it created a state of bordering on panic, according to the article. So also, according to the article of that newspaper, dogs refused to follow the tracks, and actually they ran away from the tracks when they tried to follow the tracks. So with that, a bunch of armed farmers with shotguns in Springfield Township follow the tracks for almost 4 miles until they mysteriously disappear. So on January 23 of the same year, news spread that another hunting party actually captured the devil in Fairmount Park and that it was going to be displayed inside the Dime Museum. There was even an ad on the newspaper, and I also have that picture. So I sent a picture.
I'm waiting for it to load. Yeah, I'm like waiting for it to load. Ooh.
Yeah, so...
I like how the image looks like a really cute dragon. Like, there was on the face, yeah. Like,
we will talk about that later. But yeah, so that is the depiction of the... Here they called it the Leeds Devil, but the Jersey Devil, as it's also known. So apparently it says here it swims, it flies, it gallops, and there's at the bottom it says like a living dragon. Yeah. So
yeah,
they were going to show it in the Dime Museum, and actually thousands of people came to see the creature. Now, a lot of newspaper companies were very skeptical that they captured the Jersey Devil. So,
yeah, the Jersey Devil.
So they started publishing articles that apparently the Jersey Devil was killed when its tail hit an electrified rail on a train line. They were trying to discredit this ad, saying that they found the Jersey Devil by saying that the Jersey Devil was killed in a freak accident or something.
Okay.
And actually, that was sort of like the highest point of the sightings. And then after the news reported that it died, parang it also died with it. But up until now, there are still actually accounts of sightings of the Jersey Devil. It's a simple Google search. Marami pang accounts. Like, you can find it on blogs, you can find it on YouTube videos. So you can search it up. Now, my question is, do you believe in the Jersey Devil? And don't say probably.
No, I was not gonna say probably. I was gonna say maybe. Just kidding. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it's real.
Same. Actually, same. I don't believe it's real. You know, I believe this is like a folk tale, folklore. You know, like
folklore thing.
So this was actually heavily researched by historians, and they came up with a possible story to the creation of the Jersey Devil. Look it up. The Leeds family is real, and many of them still live in New Jersey. The patriarch, the head lead himself, you could say he's the leader. Daniel Leeds, an educated Englishman, arrived in New Jersey in the 17th century to be a counselor to Edward Hyde, the first governor of New Jersey. So Leeds loved science, and he began publishing almanacs. So almanacs are these pamphlets that would give a...
We don't have that anymore, almanacs and encyclopedias. I don't think they make those anymore.
No.
At least
your definition of almanac is different from the almanac before. So an almanac before is just a pamphlet, and then they would give like tide charts, weather predictions, mga ganun good.
Okay.
And then over time, it slowly became a sort of like a magazine for people. So there would be gossip in there. There would be zodiac signs, astrology, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened to the Leeds almanac. Many people criticized it because he was a Quaker, which is another type of Christian denomination. And the Quakers...
My brain went to Quaker Oats.
No, it's probably them. Quaker Oats. Because, like, you know, anyway.
Ooh, a prom?
We'll look that up and then I'll
we should.
But anyway, you know, the Quakers were very shocked because of the almanacs. It had astrology and predictions on it. People you know, they were heavily, you know, Christian and like, no, this isn't the work of God, ganan-ganan. You shouldn't be trying to predict the future. You're not God, ganan-ganan, and stuff like that. And it caused a rift between Daniel Leeds and the Church of Quaker or whatever, you know, yung church.
Yeah, nila. It's blasphemy.
Yeah.
This is devil's advocate.
Ganon. So a few years later, his anger.
Oh my God. Quaker oaths, as in like oaths, na like saying and bringing and asking for an oath. Okay.
Ano daw? Anyway, so a few Quaker years oats. Later, his anger with the Quakers.
No,
grew,
like,
sorry, and like, grew and grew, and eventually he published a book that was totally against the Quaker religion. So in there, in the book, he told that the Quaker religion isn't really based off of Christianity. They don't worship God, and stuff like that. And in retaliation, the Quakers published their own series of pamphlets accusing Leeds with being in cohorts with the devil. So that was that was when, you know, the Leeds association with the Jersey Devil came about. But the origin story that I talked about earlier didn't actually come until Daniel Leeds passed on the almanac ownership to his son, Titan Leeds. The family crest.
I'm sorry, but like when you said like Titan Leeds, the word Titan, like immediately sa brain ko was like playing the Attack on the Titan theme song.
Oh my God. No, so remember.
Leave.
Okay, so remember earlier when you said that the Jersey Devil or the Leeds Devil looked like a, what did you say it looked like?
It looked like a derpy dragon.
A derpy dragon, okay.
Because, like, look at this face. So derpy.
No, but
it's pretty funny.
But actually, family crest of the Leeds is a wyvern.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know,
a
in other words,
dragon.
A dragon. Well, you know, it's very different.
Yeah.
A dragon is, you know, Eastern thing.
It's,
a wyvern is a Western thing. But if,
like,
you want, if you want to talk about
like
true
super
dragons.
Close to-
yeah. If you want to talk about true dragons, it's the Eastern. That's the true dragons. The Western, those are wyverns. But somehow they became dragons for some reason. But anyway, yeah. Yun yung family crest ng Leeds, which was a wyvern.
Mm.
And
okay.
Somehow, when Titan Leeds got hold of the almanac, you know, publishing power thingy, he redesigned the almanac to include the wyvern on the family crest, like on the pamphlet itself. So eventually in the future, Benjamin Franklin would set up his own almanac, you know, the president Benjamin
Business
Franklin.
Thingy.
Wasn't he a president?
Yeah, I know.
Diba president man yun siya?
I think he was. Sorry for like people who think we know about like history and stuff, like we're trash in those things.
I mean, if like, hold on, like I wouldn't
think
even
he was
know.
President though. I think he was president.
Yeah, he was a president. Yeah, he was a president. Yeah, yeah. So
wasn't he in Mount Rushmore as well?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the Mount Rushmore thing is. You know, it's America. You know, we're in the Philippines. You know, now if we talk
but,
about
like,
Philippine
aren't
history,
are we supposed to? No, because like the sad and funny thing is like a lot of like reality though is like a lot of Filipinos like are trying to like, oh, you should go to America and like work there all, like bring the dollars home, blah blah blah. Like you're what's it called? Like tuned to like, oh, I should go to America, like that kind of mindset, which is like,
oh, you know,
you
like because they believe
that.
It they'll have a better life out of overseas or something. Yeah. Anyway, enough bullying, Lance.
No.
Yeah, anyway, so
we're always the underdogs, just saying.
So Benjamin Franklin began attacking the Leeds family in a rival.
Why? Is he part of the old church?
No. Because he just somehow became like the, because he also had his own almanac. So in the almanac.
Okay, so that, like rival almanacs.
So in the almanacs that he released, he would slander the family. And eventually, that was where he wrote the yung story ng Jersey Devil. Na sa kanila galing yung devil.
Okay.
And eventually, Franklin won the war. And soon the Leeds almanac faded into existence and was forgotten by people. So, ayun. Wala na siya. That was the story that most historians agree on. That was the story on how the Jersey Devil came to be. That's what most historians agree on. And actually, remember earlier when I said that they actually captured the Leeds Devil and they showed it in a museum? So, remember how it was publicized in that ad? Actually, that wasn't an ad. That was a newspaper article. But
newspaper
anyway,
clipping.
The reporter, his name was Jeffries. On his obituary, he revealed that the creature was not actually the Jersey Devil, but a cleverly disguised kangaroo whose purpose was to save the museum from closure. So what they did was they painted the kangaroo with green paint and then added large wings. Like, they just taped it on its back.
I can imagine it. It's pretty funny.
So
it's like carbon na ano, cardboard na like kids project na ano, na wings
and then,
away.
It, and then you can clearly see the tape on its back, and then everyone's like, oh my god, the Leeds Devil is real, ganun. So yeah, that's what happened. And actually they did that so they could save the museum from closing, and they didn't even
did they
didn't succeed in keeping the museum open. The museum closed. So
I just hope though that the paint they use on the kangaroo was like animal friendly or something.
During that time, for sure it wasn't.
Like the coloring, that's sad though. Probably. Chances are, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, you know.
Thanks for the story. That was super interesting.
Yeah. So, Tirso, what do you think of the story?
I love it.
Oh, thank you. What about me? Do you love me?
That was a nice fart.
No.
He loves me.
No, do you love me?
I love you.
Thank you.
He loves me. Thanks.
Do you love Ninya?
Yes.
No.
No. You have no choice.
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much. I'm just playing with the soundboard. Okay.
Thank you.
When we come back, we have an update on the
life
Moncado White Mansion.
Merch.
No, not merch. We have the update on that. So let's just say it's going to be super interesting. It's going to be super fun. And we will be right back. Yes, that's right. We are back. And we have an update for you.
Ninya and I were recording one night when our ears stung from an eerie soundbite. For a third voice came in and gave their replies, and suddenly, to our surprise,
we have an update
on farts. There is an
update.
We have an
update.
It was the very best.
We have an update.
We were very impressed.
We have an update. That we now have an update. Update.
Okay.
Oh my god.
We have an update for you guys.
Oh my god. I love how monotone that was. Oh my god.
Okay.
Update. It's like Jesus.
I was too lazy to make a new theme song, okay? I was too lazy.
It's still great. Oh my god.
So actually the story of this, we talked about it. We brushed off on it. The first part. When we were in Samal,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I am going
going on an adventure.
We were in the resort.
And then like, oh, it's just right there.
No, yeah, my auntie was like, oh, we're going to Laag around Samal. So we have time before we go home. So, you know, we were in our own cars, so it was all safe and stuff like that. And we went to one place, and then I asked if we could go to the Moncada White Mansion. And then she was like, oh, Moncada White Mansion, it's actually just nearby the resort that we were in. And I was like, whoa, okay, fine, let's go there. And let me tell you, the Moncada White Mansion, it's not the haunted place.
So what's haunted? Ourselves?
No. The road going to the Moncada White Mansion.
How so? Tell me more.
The road was so bad. Like, it was wet. It was muddy. My mom's car got stuck in the way. And then she was like, nope, I am not traveling further. I'm going to stay by the road. You know, I'm just going to wait for you guys to come back. And we went there.
I love how Tita just like, nope.
So, ayun, actually, the real horror there was the road going to the Moncada White Mansion. And when I arrived there, I was like, oh my God, it looks exactly like the pictures of, you know, the ones that my auntie took. So I will describe it. And I actually recorded my first reaction to seeing the Moncada White Mansion. So I'm going to play that now. So I am here right now in the Moncada White Mansion. And it's looking like really bare. A lot of the wood has been stripped away. Yes, as you saw in the pictures. It's very serene here. Like there's lots of trees. The city is overlooking. The house is overlooking the city. But most of the wood is gone, and especially on the first floor. I believe they did that so that no one can go in. It's very quiet. It's very, very quiet. Except for the sounds of the birds. I don't know if you can hear that. Yeah, so far it's very, very serene. I mean, I feel nothing. It's just a nice, peaceful place. So, I went there, right? And
peaceful place.
Yeah, it looks.
You should
It looks really
overnight.
Peaceful. Overnight there, I don't think it's allowed. Pero
okay.
It's super interesting. When I said earlier that it was overlooking the city, I meant like it was overlooking Davao City. Like it was on top of a hill and you could see Davao City. Like the lights of Davao City was there. You can I'm sure at night it would look really beautiful. And the thing there was there aren't any lampposts there. So if you go there, the only lights you would actually see are the lights coming from the city, assuming that you can't see the lights coming from, you know, the stars and stuff like that. So I continue and I interview some of the people that I was with, and this is what they had to say. Okay, so I'm on the stairs of
at the front. I'm at the stairs on the front. So I'm also here with my sister's boyfriend, Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
This is supposedly haunted. Do you feel anything?
Wala, wala.
Nothing. Okay. I'm also here with my my sister Bella, my cousin Matmat, and my nephew Kenzo. So this is supposedly haunted. Do you guys feel anything?
No.
No, I don't feel anything.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of they say that.
I like how Bella was like.
A lot of them say they don't feel it. They don't, and actually, you don't. Mm. I don't feel it as well. You know, I don't feel like there's something there. Like it's
maybe it doesn't want to like shows itself to you guys.
Maybe
they're like, ugh, tourist.
But you know what? My theory is because they stripped away the wood, the history of the place. Parang the ghosts, parang went with the pieces. That's what I think.
Probably.
So.
Probably, or baka like they like sa ano like the if they put back the wood, or like they restore it maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I walk around the first floor and then I give you what I feel.
So I'm walking around in the first floor, me and the kids. So we're just here walking around. Ngayon may ma-feel na kayo.
Wala.
Wala. Kens, i-describe mo daw anong makita mo.
It's empty.
Anong itsura?
There's no furniture, walang painting. Tapos, skeleton lang ng bahay ang nakita.
So it's just the skeleton. So you can see here, if you underneath the stairs, it's actually lined with rocks. That it's been so that's how they did the foundation before, and then they put cement on it. Eric is by the is up the stairs going up to the second floor. Unsa nadera, Eric?
Closed.
Yeah, so it's closed. It's preventing people from entering. So yeah, kasi it's very damaged na and very old. I mean, this house is like literally what? Over 50 years. 1930s when siya gi-build.
So
70s. 70 years.
So gabok means like it's been eaten by termites.
Rotting.
Yeah, mm-mm. Rotting. Stuff like that.
And then it was mentioned, no, like it's just the skeleton of the house that can be seen, right?
Yeah. I didn't talk about this, but when I was there, it was actually the first floor, or rather the ground floor, which is I think their basement, which is like the basement of the house. It's lined with cement for some reason. And then the second floor, or like the, which is the first floor of the house, it's lined also with metal gratings. I was actually able to talk to one of the locals. So if you look to the right a little bit of the house, the left of the house, there's actually like a bunch of houses there. And I wanted to know more about the history of the house and why it doesn't have the wood anymore. So I went there and I talked to them. And actually, I found out that they were all Moncadistas.
Meaning?
They were part of the cult. They're part of the cult.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was able to interview them, and this is how it went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the walls are bare. I think it's because
the wood
is made out of
I'm
nara
still describing
or
the
some
walls.
Really strong wood. I believe that they took it to repurpose the wood for themselves.
So it's essentially really, really super bare. And here in the statue, the pedestal that houses the statue, there's really nothing. The statue isn't there anymore. There are some gravings on the sides, though. I can't really quite read some of the words. It's faded. I'll be taking pictures of it and I'll be posting it on the Discord server. So yeah. As I say again, the walls are bare and it will be, all be explained in the interview with the local. I'm pretty sure this is it now. Diba sa una kanang naapa man yung mga ano, mga walls. Asa na ang ano, mga ang kahoy niya. Ngano na tanggal na siya. So I'm going to have to translate this for the people who don't understand Bisaya. Basically, I was asking that they, before there were walls in the house and I wanted to know what happened to it.
Gipangkuha man gud to siya kay i-renovate man gud ang ano balay kay para pod gikuha man gud diri gud nga tourist gud tourist spot. So gi-renovate siya then ang katong mga kahoy gipanghipusan na tong mga kahoy ang ubang kahoy amo agaling to siyang gipang nagamit pod diri ah then ang katong yung gabok among gilubong sa yuta kay para mangud sa amu asa, amu alam po, di mangud siya po, di nga kanang isugnod gud siya. Kay kanang, mangud siya kanang, balaan siya ba, kung kuan pa kay, pangud niya siya, tourist spot. Nilugay na gito siya ng mga kahoy mo, ito nga, amu gito siyang ikuha nga, di gito siya magamit para isugnod. Then, kana siya karon sa pagkakaroon yun, naistapan lang gina siya, kay,
nag, ano lagi, ang kay, pandemic.
Gawas pa daan na sir ka na na kuan yun ang kanang budget ana na hot dan ang budget ba?
Hot dan yun di ay.
Ang gihulat ana budget na pod para ma kuan na siya mabalikan na siya trabaho.
So what she said was basically, Nins, do you wanna help me translate here?
you can do it.
What they said was actually, the reason why the walls are bare was because they started renovating the house. They wanted to restore the house because the city of Samal wanted to make this a tourist spot for the people. Because, of course, this house is like really old. It's like over 70 years. It's one of the oldest houses in Davao. So they wanted to restore it. Ganun. And then what they did with the wood is some of the wood that they used to build the structures around the house. So I was right. So like because it was made out of really strong wood, they were able to use that wood. They were able to refurbish those wood into another house. And the wood that was like super rotten, it's super rotted na. Yung mga, oh my god, how do I word this? Yung mga wood na super sira na, yung rotten wood na talaga
rotten
siya.
Rotten wood. What
they did with it was they buried it in the ground because instead of burning it, they chose not to burn it because they believe the wood is holy. They just buried it so that no one can use it. Ganon. That's what they did with the wood. She further said that the reason why the restoration of the house stopped was because they ran out of budget. So the city ran out of budget and so they had to stop the whole thing. And then I continue the interview. So kano sa lang ni gitanggal ang mga kahoy?
Last year
lang di ay.
Last year.
So I was asking,
it's fairly new.
Yeah, I was asking when they started the renovation, when they took down the walls, and then she said last year.
mga Junten.
Unya ang statue dira na 'di ba naman ay
ulo.
Ulo.
Buha sa Tagamkadista.
Gikuha nila.
Ang mato unya no unsay rason ni.
So yeah, apparently at the start the Moncadista took the head, the statue, the bust. That's why it's not there anymore.
Hindi kuha nila ang ulo pero kay pag renovate ug sugod ana. Pag renovate ug sugod, ilamang gud ang gi kuan gud gi kuan ug ulo ang statue na.
Sila pud ang ano nag
ang mga Moncadista ang nagkuan diha.
Nag-in charge ana.
Pero kami kay Moncadista sad mi.
So ayun, at the start of renovating or restoring the house, they took the statue away and she doesn't know the reason.
Isa pud mi sanga nagkuan dinhi.
Ah, so
murag nagcaretaker na lang pud mi diri ah. Kaya mo man lang ginahinluan din na karon wala sana na lugaran kayo. Bag ulang man nagmawal din paana muna siya ginahinluan siya na namo siya.
So ayun, what she was saying was that they were also Moncadistas, so they're all in the same cult. Tapos the Moncadista church itself in Samal is in charge of renovating and restoring the house. I'll give you my insight later as to why I think the budget stopped, but anyway. Ano kay diri no? Hilom.
Ogaling. Pero karon init na jud kayo kay sa unang taninog dani siya kana mo na siya mga baliti di unta nga kay gipamputol manggod.
Ah, kay para maano ang makita ang view ana.
Dili giputol to siya kay na ang murag ikuan na lang kung sa ilaw ba.
Ah, okay, gets. I don't know what balete is and I was just saying gets, even though I really didn't. What? It's true. Like, wala talaga akong magets. I don't know what she was saying. What's
Isn't
balete?
Isn't it the tree? Like, this really old, ancient tree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like a really old tree. Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Understood.
It's where, like, sometimes it's considered where entities live.
So they took that down, and... Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably also why it's not haunted anymore, diba? Because they
probably
took down the tree. Okay, so continuing. All of a sudden, somebody who knows more about the whole place showed up. And then we started talking.
Ang color ani niya before, puti jud.
Oh, una White House jud kay replica mo sa Kuwait, California.
Oo.
Sakton, California.
So, just the background, I was talking about the house, how it was white and stuff like that. And actually, the house is a replica of a Moncado, General Moncado's white mansion in California.
Nga puro gyud siya mga taraan nga kahoy.
O niya gipagbawalan mo sa ka.
Sa pagkakaroon sir, bali kuan gyud. Delikado gyud
kay. Oo.
Tabok mo kana sa pabugot. Ya, lagi uban nga mo kawat-kawat na lang gyud bitaw. Ano lang kay at least nga nahibalo sila nga gibawal.
So the reason why they closed off the second floor was because the floor on the second floor was super rotten, and you know, just as a safety precaution for everyone, they closed it off muna. And then the chicken is very
Jesus Christ
aggressive.
So loud. Uh-huh. So mad.
I know, God. Right? You know, the Moncadista chicken really hit different.
Basta kayo mag-amping lang yung pork. Elisod na kayo, mag-uguan.
Gani.
Ma-play mo niya ang kuan.
Na, ma-ano dyan mo ang...
I was going... Okay, the reason why I stopped talking was because I was going to make a joke about seeing Jesus if you fell through the floor.
Oh, God. Yeah, like the thing, like, you didn't say anything more.
Yeah,
Oh my god, you're gonna offend them, and then like they're gonna like this person is not allowed to go here ever. Like take a photo of you and then like front page ka sa kanila.
Kaya nga, that's why I stopped talking. So he's just saying na the people. We warned people that not to go up there. So he was just basically explaining that, but like in longer words. Yeah, so this was after.
You know, I wanted to ask them if it was haunted or not, but I know it would be very disrespectful for me to ask, so I just didn't. Yeah, so I'll be adding the translations on the... I'm pretty sure we'll be talking about what they said on the show. Translate it for you guys. So yeah. Oh, Andrew signing out.
So, there you have it.
Andrew,
oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, ow.
That is so interesting. No, yeah, and that is loud though. That's
But reporter
the, like,
Andrew,
the entire thing was like super interesting.
I know, right? So yeah, that's it. That's the update on the Moncada White Mansion. Now
no, we have to say it in like the most monotonous tone. Update.
So one of the reasons I did mention I have a theory on why they stopped renovating the Moncada White Mansion, right? So my possible theory is that kasi, diba, I said that the floor on the first floor was made out of metal. Like they put metal linings on it and then they put like cement on the ground floor. My theory is that okay. So what happened was, just a backgrounder, I heard this from someone while talking. Actually, the tourism of the city of Samal pulled out of the restoration because the Moncadistas were cementing the first floor. The city tourism wanted to keep it wood, you know, just like,
oh, okay,
like the authentic house itself made out of Nara.
Mm-mm.
And then the Moncadistas were probably like, no, we are in charge of this house, we want it to be made out of cement. So the city was like, okay, if you're not gonna do this, we're gonna pull out. So they pulled out their funds because, you know, why would the city run out of funds for renovation, especially for tourism? Like Samal is a tourist area. Even if during the pandemic, their budget did take a dive, but still, like, why would they just suddenly pull out after finding out ganun na it was made out of cement yung part of the house? So that is my theory of why the house is not finished, and I am not sure if it will ever be finished kasi I believe the Moncadistas really want it to be made out of cement, and you know, they just want to make it sturdy and all that. They want to make it a functional house. But, you know, I agree with the city tourism that they should keep it, you know...
wood.
Yeah, they should keep it Nara wood. They should keep it true to...
I'm thinking that, why not, like, original. Mix both? I don't know.
I mean, I am definitely all for, you know, like, cementing the foundation, you know, like, building with stronger materials like metal, but just camouflaging it with wood. But if it's going to be like, you had to be there kasi I posted the picture on my Instagram. I don't know if you saw it. I'll send it.
I think I saw it. Yes, please.
There's a picture of me looking up. So if you look, that is actually the ground floor.
Oh, okay.
That's the ground floor.
Parang construction boy dito.
Diba, everything is made out of cement and then it's lined with metal. So parang the city tourism
is like,
we want
to make it sturdy.
Why are you doing this? We want it wood. Nara is pretty sturdy, and if with the right maintenance, and I'm sure the city is going to provide the budget for maintaining the house.
Yeah. Diba? Because it's an investment on them.
Yeah, because it's supposedly going to be a tourist spot, but since the Moncadistas did that, wala na. They pulled out. And that's why the house looks unfinished and bare. So that's it, guys. That is the update on the Moncado White Mansion. I hope you enjoyed that. It's really different.
Yeah, like we really hope so.
Now, I don't want to spoil anything too much, but I'm hoping to get a certain podcast to come and join us next episode.
Ooh.
So, crossing my fingies.
We also have another next episode Fright Flick, or is it the week after?
What? Really? We have the Fright Flick?
Yeah, you mentioned Fright Flick last week.
Oh, yeah.
This is my job, to help you, remind you, even if I'm like shit at like memory. You're welcome.
So I don't know how it's going to work, but I think the first three parts of the podcast, they are going to be just us. And then, and then the last final the final segment is going to be with the guest or guests.
Okay.
So hopefully, you know, everything will be all right. I'll figure it out. Because this guest, I really don't want to say anything. Because I might not,
I might not
book their time. So
they
might say no to the invitation, diba?
Okay. We should ask. First, though.
Yeah, I I'm going to email them after this episode.
Email. Okay,
formal. The buzz?
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, thank you so much
for
listening to that update. Let me know if you guys want more of these, because I could, like, you know, try and do update. Okay, let's end the show.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales show. You can follow Ninya on all her socials at Nin C Fernandez. That's NinCFernandez. I'm at The Andrew Tops on everything. And the show's Facebook and Twitter is at FartsPod. If you've got a scary story you'd like to share, then you can email fartspod@gmail.com or message us on our socials. We also have a Discord server, so if you want to come and hang out with us, we frequently talk about anything scary in there, and we also post memes and such. The link will be in the show notes of this episode. Thank you so much to the people who I interviewed earlier. They might not hear this, but still, I want to say thank you to them for lending their insight and everything. Till next week, goodbye.
Bye.
Crossing my fingers, we get the guest next episode. Bye.
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 Tama na.
So violent.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. I'm gonna go sleep. Good night.
Bye. Before we start on your show, I also want to just make use of this.
Hello.
There.
Okay.
I haven't used Tirso soundboard in like
a long time. So
forever.
Yeah. So
I just I love it.
Bye.
I hate it. No. Okay, that was a nice
that fart. I love you. I just can't.
Okay. I love you too, Tirsal.